Well, hello to you. My name is Christian Corley. You are listening to Casterbris. It's audio only this week, I'm afraid. James and I haven't been able to align our schedules, so I'm keeping it slight. I don't mean slight. I mean compact. And what I'm going to do is this audio is going out first on Patreon. Then you'll be getting it in a few days' time after I've recorded this. So say probably about the 20th, you'll be listening to this on Patreon. On Spotify and Apple Podcasts and all of those kind of places. Similarly, a few days before that, on the Patreon, I am going to upload some new items into the Casterbris archive. This is a segment of our Patreon in which I share stuff that wasn't either given much of an run out in the old Casterbris.com days, or was overlooked, or might not even have actually made the cut. It might not actually have been published for some reason or whatever. This can be any type of medium. So it might be an article, it might be artwork, it might be... There's a video game hanging around, which I don't think was Doctor Who related, but we did have a video game on Casterbris at one point. So that might, you know, that... I might work out a way of bringing that back out. So there's this whole chunk of stuff from the old Casterbris that is slowly being added into the Casterbris archive, which is only accessible to our Patreon supporters. If you want to join our Patreon, there's a 7-day trial, and you can go to www.patreon.com/Casterbris. Now, with that done, I want to go through a few of the items I'm going to be talking to you about this week. And really, they're all kind of cool, so I don't really think I can give any of them any priority over another. I will just do them as I come to them. So we've got Tom Baker receiving his MBE. Hurrah! We have got Karen Gillan and Arthur Darvill launching a podcast. Yes, really, and it's called Podcast, and it's Doctor Who related. We've got news of the Sea Devils coming to iPlayer and BBC4 in December. And we also have an air date for the War Between the Land and the Sea. I think I got the name right. So, and if, a couple of other things aside. So let's kick off with that then. Tom Baker received his MBE. This is one of the most, one of those things that seems to have been overlooked in repeatedly over the years. Tom Baker's 91 this year, and he's finally received some sort of honour. He's been investitured as an MBE. There was a police box there. There was a coat and a scarf for Tom as well. The greatest Doctor Who ever was greeted by friends and enemies, including a Dalek. There's a canine prop there as well, I'm told. And he was wearing a stunning sharp blue suit and poppy. The announcement of his MBE was made last year. As I say, he's 91. He's 92 in a couple of months' time in January. And he said, "Knowing anything is a bit dangerous when you play Doctor Who. It's better to know nothing and to be good-natured. The trick is to respond generously to other actors, which halves your task because you don't have to be driving it all the time." And as for any reunions with his fellow doctors, Tom, who obviously is very old now, so he's probably not going to be popping back on screen, he says, "I avoid them, you know, not with any malice. A degree of contempt, perhaps, but mildly, mildly contemptuous." Which seems to be an attitude that he's maintained over the past 45 years or so, which is fine, because he is an absolute one-off. He's absolutely... Every doctor since Tom Baker has been compared with Tom Baker. There's a reason for that. And, you know, that might be a good thing or it might be a bad thing. Long-term, it could be something that's a bit of a challenge, but then again, it might be said that more recent doctors have also been compared quite strongly with David Tennant and Matt Smith and Christopher Eccleston. Again, three very strong actors. Peter Capaldi, again, a strong actor. Jodie Whittaker, good actress. Shuri Gatwa, a good star. And there are various, you know, there's arguments, there's discussions about who's a Doctor who isn't a Doctor Who, who's a good star, who isn't a good star. Tom Baker, 7 years as a star of Doctor Who, forever recognised and associated with the role by the public in much the same way as David Tennant has been. I think we can all agree that, you know, regardless of whether we enjoy his episodes or not, that Tom Baker is the best of Doctor Who.
It's good, isn't it?
Having said that, I also have a soft spot for John Pertwee's Doctor, and I've been watching a few of his recent episodes on UTV, which is the current streaming name of what used to be UK TV, where you can find episodes such as Claws of Axos, or serials such as Claws of Axos and Terror of the Autons, and also Colony in Space, if you need help getting to sleep of an evening. But ahead of this year's, the closest thing we're going to get to a Doctor Who Christmas special in 2025 is The War Between the Land and the Sea, a series which I keep wanting to call The Land Between the Air and the Sky, but, you know, there you go. Ahead of that, the BBC has confirmed that a re-edited version of The Sea Devils is coming to iPlayer and BBC Four. So this is a slimmed-down version of the 6-episode-long serial from 1972. It is incredible. They're getting it down to 90 minutes. So 90 minutes is essentially the running time of about 4 episodes, a 4-part Doctor Who. So they basically slimmed it down from 6 to 4 parts. Written by Malcolm Hulk, as you probably know. The serial has updated sound design in this new kind of, what do we call it, an omnibus format, with some enhanced score features that you will find in The World Between the Land and the Sea, which has been woven together with Malcolm Clark's iconic 1972 music. Now, I just want to just point something out here. Many years ago, Doctor Who fans got really irate with the BBC for putting out all-in-one movie length style Doctor Who's on VHS. Now, this is perfect. This, if James was here, we'd be talking about this right now. Okay, so a lot of the original run of Doctor Who releases on VHS were not episodic. They were 90-minute omnibus. You know, they'd been, the 4 episodes or the 6 episodes have been edited down into roughly 90 minutes so they could be watched as like a single story. Now, the thing about that is, while it's useful for modern audiences, which, you know, that's the same thinking that they had 40 years ago with the VHSs, it kind of takes away the structure of the story. And I'm sure a lot of work has gone into cutting these essentially, and perhaps integrating some modern technology and, you know, updated sound design. The technology is there now to break the sound away from the movement, the video, and reintegrate it in a way that wasn't possible 45 years ago. But Doctor Who fans of classic serials like episodic formats. They like a 23-minute long episode of Doctor Who. They like it to stop at the end titles. They like to watch it a few days later or a week later. Or they just like the theme tune that much that they don't actually mind it interrupting the proceedings whilst watching, you know, a full DVD or whatever. So this, The Sea Devils, is a serial that probably doesn't really demand as much attention in this way as, say, the Daleks or the War Games. Remember, the War Games was 10 episodes long, so there's probably a strong argument in favour of doing it for the War Games. With the Sea Devils, I'm not really convinced there is such an argument. Russell T. Davies has commented on this and says that 52 years after they first rose from the depths, it's Sea Devil Night across the BBC. A great idea never dies, and viewers young and old can now heed the warning, watch the seas. The special version of the Sea Devils will stream on iPlayer from 6 a.m. and air on BBC4 at 7 p.m. on Sunday, the 7th of December, and will be followed by a double bill of The War Between the Land and the Sea at 8:30 p.m. on iPlayer and BBC One. They're calling it a double bill. I'm calling it a double gills. You see what I did there? Because they're like aquatic creatures, though. They have, you know, they have gills. What do you mean? Just another note on that. It's been decided that the Sea Devils are now called Homo Aqua. It's for reasons of, I don't know, being maybe too clever by half, because, you know, Homo Reptilia, which I think popped up in the, probably in the Silurians, but it's certainly a big focus in the Virgin era Silurian stories. The thing about it is it seems like a bit of an affectation. Because if we use a little bit of understanding of biology and, you know, Latin, homo means human and is related to related to primates. And these creatures are not primates. That's the whole point. They're reptiles, or at best amphibians. Maybe there's some sort of like reptile amphibian cross with the Sea Devils that I'm ignoring. Or the point I'm making is that the term homo cannot refer to a reptile or an amphibian, to anything that isn't a primate or ape. So, as I say, that seems like an attempt to just be a little bit clever, Russell.
Sea Devil.
And certainly Chris Chibnall didn't feel the need to rename them. Oops. Oh, dear. I'm going to move on now. But if you're noticing a slightly sort of cheeky tone to this week's proceedings, that's because I'm doing it on my own. And I don't have James here to temper me and to be serious. So, you know, I'm just being slightly more irreverent than I'm usually allowed to be. And with that said, however, I do think it's very important to take entirely seriously the podcast of Karen Gillan and Arthur Darvill, because that's a thing. And, you know, it might seem a bit crazy that those two people should be doing a podcast and having a guest called Stephen Moffat. Don't know who that is. But the podcast actually sounds really, really cool. Now, we don't know when the podcast will be released. Its potential for attracting guests is considerable, because, you know, Alex Kingston, Matt Smith, you know, Toby Jones, a whole host of people who guested on Doctor Who with Karen and Arthur, and of course their lead, could potentially appear on this. So that's kind of cool. The man himself, Stephen Moffat, reflected on Twitter, or X, I mean, how on earth could they get me? It's almost inconceivable, but, you know, not very. I so enjoyed this. Haven't seen it back, but it felt like one of the best Who interview I've done. Arthur and Karen are not a day older. Yes, I know I am. And the loveliest people. So it looks like it's going to be a video podcast as well as an audio podcast. So this is something that, I mean, I'm not a big fan of Doctor Who podcasts, unlike you. And what? No, but seriously, though, and this is one I would listen to, because, you know, Karen Gillan and Arthur Darvill are like, they you know, they've got a great collaborative nature to them. They both work really well together, as we saw between, you know, 2010 and 2012, I want to say. And they were both a lot of fun in Doctor Who, and I think this is going to be good. Actually, this then ties in nicely to what I was saying earlier on with the Doctor Who Cast Debris archive on our Patreon, because there is an interview from a press event with Matt and Karen Gillan and Arthur Darvill and Stephen Moffat and Carol Skinner. You'll find that in the Cast Debris archive as well. I Okay, a couple of minor things to just mention. First of all, I'm recording this a few hours after the 2025 Children in Need, which featured a Sophie Aldred as Ace special sketch in support. It was written and directed by Steve Healy and featured a Doctor Who version of Pudsey Bear. It's called Time Lord Trouble and was filmed in Harlaxton Manor in Lincolnshire. The sketch appears to not have been official, although it features Dalek props and a sideman, so it's possible that it won't stay on the internet for very long. But it was done in support of Children in Need, even though it wasn't an official production for Children in Need. So if you want to check that out, head to the show notes. Everything I mentioned in the podcast you can find in the show notes, and it will help you, it will kind of inform and add context to the things that I'm telling you about in this week's Casterbrus. Something else that I want to tell you about is, just going back a few episodes, we were talking about the potential for further Doctor Who missing episodes to be revealed. A spokesman for Film Specialists Film Is Fabulous reiterated that an announcement about missing Doctor Who episodes could be made within a matter of weeks. Mark Stuckey told Doctor Who magazine, "We believe that TV shows are made to entertain and be seen. We want them to be seen, but to do that we need to look at the film and look after the film, and this can take time. Remember, it has been years since the last discoveries of Missing Who came to light. We need to do this correctly for all concerned, and a few months more is not going to hurt anybody. But I feel timeline-wise, we will have a very exciting announcement to make in a matter of what could be weeks rather than months. Rest assured, we're doing all we can to ensure that these finds will get into the public domain as quickly as possible so that we can all sit down and enjoy what we thought we had lost forever." So, there's currently 97 missing episodes of Doctor Who officially. It could be that this is going to reduce. However, let's just address something here, because learning about this left me absolutely stunned. Stuckey has said that the Film Is Fabulous team has received death threats and threats of violence over returning missing episodes. Okay? Now look, I'm taking the effort to record a Doctor Who-related podcast. You're listening to a Doctor Who-related podcast. We like Doctor Who, okay? But Doctor Who is just a television program. It might, you know, there's audios, there's books, there's comics, etc. But it is just a piece of media. It's a fun story. It's a fun series of stories. It does not have... I mean, it's not a serious thing. Is it? It's not, I mean, most things in the world do not demand death threats or violence. And Doctor Who is way down the list of things. In fact, it's not even on the list of things where those actions can even become contemplated, let alone carried out. Anyone engaging in that sort of nonsense, seriously, maybe you need a visit from law enforcement. I'm absolutely sure that no one listening to this is that sort of person, but if you know someone who has done something like that, then please take them aside, send them a message, ask them to get some perspective. It's just crazy. And we live in febrile times, but it's a TV show, and real life is very different to what's portrayed on screen in any scenario, whether you're talking about Doctor Who, EastEnders, Coronation Street, a fly-on-the-wall documentary, even the news. All of these things are broadcast with a spin or an angle or a narrative. And no, we're not alluding to anything that's in the news at the moment. When I mention the news, I'm talking generally and for a very, very long time. If not always. A couple of things I need to update you about. I mentioned the Patreon earlier on, so don't miss out on joining that if you're not already a member. Number two, we have the weekly and sometimes bi-weekly Substack newsletter that carries a copy of the podcast with it and also has an article. It's supposed to be weekly, but it depends on my actual workload. And you can join that at casterbris.substack.com. Moving forward, that is going to be the home of all the Casterbris stuff. So where we've got casterbris.co.uk at the moment as a separate site, eventually I'm going to incorporate everything into one place and it will have the look of the Substack. But the big great thing about the Substack is that it emails you. It doesn't have to. I mean, I can publish stuff on there without emailing you with it. But new articles can go out as an email and you get that in your inbox and you can read it in your inbox or you can read it on the website or whatever and share it, subscribe, share posts, share the entire thing, etc., etc., etc. So, that, and, you know, that's kind of like where a lot of websites are heading now, that sort of like universal presence that they try to do. And I think it's important to be on top of trends as they're developing like that, which is why I've embraced Substack in such a way. Now, the just related to that, I also, my retro gaming site, gamingretro.co.uk, is also has a heavy Substack element to it as well. So if you're interested in retro games, for example, if you're a fan of the Amiga computer 30, 40 years ago, a new version is being released by the people who brought out a small Amiga a few years ago, a Commodore 64 replica, a Spectrum replica, and a Atari 400 replica. That same company, Retro Games Limited, is bringing out a new Amiga called the A1200. And that's going to be released next year. You can learn more about that on gamingretro.co.uk. But you can pre-order it now, which I think is quite cool. And it has a load of games already pre-installed and will also run the disk operating system workbench. Now, that's a bit niche, I realise that, but go and check that out. The other thing I want to tell you about is... Oh, and just one other thing to note as well is with podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Oh, hello. Yep, okay, thanks. And the other thing to know is with Apple Podcasts, if you leave me a review, leave the Casterbris a review on Apple Podcasts, a good review, 5 stars, will get us more listeners. And it would be great to have more listeners because we've been going for like, I mean, Brian Turnover and myself started the podcast in, I want to say 2007, so 18 years. And James and I have been doing it since 2011. Or James has been involved since 2011 and we went weekly. And that's a lot of podcasts. So we've got this huge body of work waiting to be discovered by new fans of Doctor Who or old fans of Doctor who don't even know that we exist because our Apple Podcasts profile is relatively low. So if you leave a review on Apple Podcasts, more people will find Casterbris. And I think that can only be a good thing. If only because, you know, people get to hear us talking. That might not be a good thing, but you know what I'm saying. So, if you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts, that would be absolutely tip top. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to be wrapping things up shortly. I wanted also to just tell you about what we've got coming up on Casterbris. So James and I, as I say, we were due to be meeting this week, but various things got in the way of that happening. And we are planning to look at Warrior's Gate in some depth. This is, and I'm going to be telling you stuff now that will no doubt be repeated when we do actually talk about the serial. But this is a very key Doctor Who serial. It's the departure of K-9 Andromana. It's the return of the Doctor from E-Space back into N-Space. And it is a serial that has some amazing video effects. And this is a time when things were very experimental. VHS video effects were, you know, they you would find them on all sorts of TV programs, but mainly Doctor Who and Top of the Pops. And there is an element to Warrior's Gate that does make you feel like you are actually watching a progressive new romantic video, I guess. There's a similarity in the appearance of Warrior's Gate. It feels of a kind with the Ashes to Ashes video by David Bowie. So, and I mean, you've seen Warrior's Gate, you've seen Ashes to Ashes video, so you know what I'm saying. And these are things that very much resonate with James and myself. We're both of a similar age, and I think that this will be a really interesting discussion for us both. And we'll be talking about that either next time or the time after, I think. The other thing to tell you about is that we are almost certainly going to be watching the war between the land and the sea. Even if, you know, it kills us. So, look, it's got a good cast, okay? So that it has that in its favour. So it's probably not going to be terrible. I do feel, personally, my feeling is that maybe it isn't going to be as good as Disney hoped it was going to be, and that may have something to do with Disney ditching the Doctor Who deal. That's my viewpoint on it, but, you know, I will not judge a book by its cover. I will go in and I will have a look at it. And even though I am watching the Jack Ryan series on Amazon Prime and Paramount at the moment, I will also be making space to watch The War Between the Land and the Sea. Just one last thing. I have started releasing short videos of James and I talking on YouTube and on Instagram on our channels there. And they're raising quite a bit of interest. So that's something that if you see us popping up on those, just hit the like, because that'll be good for the algorithms. I understand. He says like he doesn't know what those are. So if you check those out. And also one last thing, we've got a lot of comments about our last podcast, and I do like to read out comments and discuss them further in more depth, but with James. I can't really do that myself. And I do want to do that with James. So the comments about our last podcast, in which we talked about Shooty and his legacy on Doctor Who, generated a lot of discussion online. I'm really pleased to say we're going to be coming back to that, James and myself, in a podcast in the future. But as I say, I'm not going to do that myself. That'll be myself and James. So thank you very much for listening. If you don't already subscribe to this and you go to the trouble of searching for us and then listening, please don't do that. Just subscribe and apply notifications. You can subscribe in Apple Podcasts. You can subscribe on Spotify. You can subscribe on YouTube because the podcast also goes out there. Or you can go to the Substack. That's casterbus.substack.com and subscribe to that, and you'll get a weekly notification when there's a new podcast out as well. Don't streamline your life by having that option, by using that option, I should say, and then you don't have to type stuff in. It will just come to you. And if you support us on the Patreon, I bring in podcasts go out early there. There's extra content most weeks, and there's the Casterbus archive as well. Thank you very much for listening. I will be back, hopefully with James, next time. Until then, it's goodbye.